You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And our guest today is Breanne Devaney with Rocky Cabinets and Surface Solutions. Welcome back.
Hello, thanks for having me back.
Before the break, we were talking about all kinds of cool stuff you guys have going on. You've expanded your showroom a couple of times. First, you expanded it into a completely other building, and it was very small. And then you expanded it to a 1,300 square foot, and now you said it's 2,500 square feet. So there's lots of things to see. We should probably say where that showroom is.
Off of
Dillman Road on the south side.
We're looking on the south side of Bloomington on Dillman, right between Fairfax and South Walnut. And it's 705 East Dillman.
Very easy to find.
Absolutely, on the north side of Dillman Road.
And
you'll be at the home show. We were talking about that. You'll have all kinds
of
things. They'll probably empty out their showroom because they've got like six booths, so it's going to be huge. And it will be very well done. I can guarantee you that.
Sure.
They always,
Rich
and
Craig
do
a
great job.
Right now.
Yeah, they do an awesome, awesome job, I think. So let's talk a little bit more about some of the design services you have. So I know we've talked, I talked earlier that you guys are open like every other Saturday. So that if people can't get out there during the week to see you, they can come out on Saturdays.
Sure, yeah. That's something we've done the past couple of years. You know, before I started there, it was somewhat limited hours. And so we're trying to really allow people some opportunity to come out there when, you know, it meets their best availability. And so we are open Monday through Friday. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're open 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're open 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. And then we do first and third Saturday of every month from 10 to 2. I know that can be kind of confusing, but when it's only two people doing it, it becomes a little bit much to do every Saturday. But that does definitely give some people some opportunity that you know can't make it throughout the week. We do definitely encourage appointments, especially on those Saturdays, because they do get kind of filled up. But yeah, you know, we're like I said, we're trying to make availability for everyone.
I think that's awesome. I mean,
you too. You have your own time then.
And time's
precious
especially
for everybody.
If you're planning something big, you really need to make an appointment.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the first step will be, though, if they want to come to the home show.
There you go.
Yes, absolutely.
You'll be closed that weekend.
We will be closed that weekend.
It happens to fall on the fourth weekend of February. So naturally, they would be closed. But it's a great time to come and talk to the, not only will you have Bree there, you'll have lots of people there.
Yeah, I mean, basically everybody on our sales staff will be there. So we have about six individuals that will be kind of splitting up the time there. But yeah, we definitely encourage you to come out. You know, we can, you know, talk, you know, somewhat numbers with people to kind of get an idea. Because that's one thing that, you know, people commonly ask us, you know, like, what does something like this cost? You know, countertops are a little bit easier to guesstimate. Cabinets is a totally different ball game because there's so many variables.
There's a lot more
involved.
Work that goes into a cabinet.
Yes, exactly.
Hardware that goes on the outside.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
type
just,
of drawers.
The type
yeah,
of
you
wood.
Want them to pull out.
Oh, right, wood species, painted versus stained. I mean, those things make drastic differences in terms of cost. But what we can do is, you know, kind of gauge where you're at and what you're looking for, and, you know, encourage you to really kind of sit down and think about a budget. It's always not a fun conversation, but it's helpful because we don't want to jump in and, you know, give you the Taj Mahal and you, you don't
or
have
give
that
you
kind
a heart attack.
So you know, definitely encourage you to come out to the home show and we can start some conversations about your next project and, you know, give you some information and then kind of set something up to go forward with that process as well.
And I think that's, I love that you say, you know, we'll talk about a budget, things like that, because I think there are things that people don't realize that they can afford. And I think you aren't necessarily always doing the Taj Mahal. There are very affordable types of cabinetry that you can get them or recommend to them how to update their cabinets, you know, getting new doors. on their cabinetry or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do to really mm-hmm. update your kitchen without, you know, going for the whole shebang. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, we've done, you know, full kitchen remodels for $8,000. We've done full kitchen remodels for $50,000, you know. It just totally depends on the individual and what they're looking for. But that really, you know, goes to show we do have something for every person's mm-hmm. budget. Mm-hmm. And like you mentioned, even changing out your countertops or just your hardware on your cabinets can make a huge difference in the overall aesthetic without, you know, doing it all.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what one thing that everybody looks at a certain way down the line, especially if you've had the old laminated tops mm-hmm. that get dinged and dented. Yeah. That's the first thing people see, and they want to change out those countertops. Of course, that usually leads to, ooh, now my cabinets look bad.
Well, and that's definitely something that we've been through. You know, I've actually encouraged people to, you know, almost step away from the project if they're wanting to, you know, replace their countertops with something, you know, super fancy, be it, you know, a granite or a quartz, but yet they don't like their cabinets, you know, and then I always, you know, get frightened. You know, I say, you know, in 5 years, are you still going to not like your cabinets? Yeah. And then you've spent all this money on your countertops.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can't really replace cabinets after you have those countertops. I mean, it's very, very difficult to do so. So I always, you know, kind of encourage, you know, if you can't afford to do it all right now, maybe take a step back and, you know, reevaluate and mm-hmm. try to accomplish the whole thing with, you know, maybe slightly different materials or something
Yeah,
like that.
Especially if you're looking at functionality. If you're talking about, like I was talking about my neighbor who took off a peninsula mm-hmm. and added an island, I mean, that's a big deal. It's
Absolutely.
Not just a matter of, mm-hmm. she didn't just cut the peninsula off and move it over so it's now an island.
Right, yeah.
Her island is shaped completely differently than the peninsula. So, I mean, those are things that you need to consider, especially if you're looking at, like, renovating the kitchen. Or
mm-hmm.
the...
Right, yeah, especially with cabinetry. I mean, there's just a lot involved. I mean, people don't realize, like, how you finish out ends. Like, so like you mentioned with the, you know, the peninsula, you couldn't just lob it off and move it over because there's, you got to finish that end off somehow. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that I think people don't really mm-hmm. think about until they're in that position.
Until it happens. Yeah. Until they try to do it themselves.
Yeah,
there's an end with nothing there, or the floor didn't continue under the cabinet that you just lopped off.
Exactly. Well, and that's what I said. You got to do the floor underneath it, because usually cabinets go in before flooring does in many cases.
I think the other thing people need to remember, too, is when you're doing these types of things, you know, how long are you going to stay in your house? You got to do smart remodeling
Absolutely.
And smart updating. I mean, sometimes...
Is it
going to
pay off?
Exactly. Is this your forever home? Which I always hate to hear people say, because it never is. It just never works out that way. But
and
you know,
you're a realtor.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Yeah, no, that's me. I never have a forever home. But you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, people say, I'm only going to be here for another 3 years. Well, do you want to make an $80,000 investment, or do you want to make a $10,000 investment that you're going to get a nice return on?
Absolutely.
So there's a big difference there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, we always try to encourage people to think that and talk to their realtors, because it really does make a difference. You know, sometimes they want to do it just for themselves, but then they're like, well, we might be moving in 5 years. And I'm like, well, did you just put in something that's not going to give you any resale value
in
your house?
Exactly. It's so specific to you.
Yeah, that's the other thing is when you do something super unique because you love it, you got to think about if you're going to move in the next 5 years, will this sell the home, or will it be a hindrance to selling the home?
Oh, hot tubs and master bedrooms are never a good thing, period.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, no. You see these things, and nobody wants to deal with it. So, yeah.
Right.
Mm. Nah. It's all the humidity in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about one more time where you're located down on the south side of Bloomington. So take 37 or 69 or whatever it is to get south of 69.
It's still 37.
Yep, 37 or South Walnut. Mm-hmm. We're looking on Dillman Road, 705 East Dillman, right between South Walnut and Fairfax Road. So you can kind of come from Fairfax if you're coming from the
nice
east side.
From the Speedway.
It's really easy to find. Once you're on Dillman, we've got bright orange sign, bright orange door, so it's you can't miss it.
And tell us, you have a website. What's the website so people can go there and see it?
It is rockysolutions.com. And we have tons of example pictures. And
how do you spell Rocky?
R-A-K-E. It's just like rake, but it does have the umlaut over the A.
Absolutely. I don't think you got to put the umlaut when you're doing the website, though. So it's R-A-K-E, just like rake. And then a phone number in case they want to call you and set up an appointment.
Yep. Our showroom phone number is 812-824-8338.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.